emphasis on the heat pump right now, because we put in a heat pump when we built the house 15 years ago, and it was guaranteed for 5 years, and it blew up in 62 months. And we called our nephew, who is an engineer, expecting him to sympathize with us, and he said, "God, what a magnificent job of engineering." So now we heat in the winter with the gas, and we cool in the summer with electricity, and the whole thing is outside the house in a closet. And well, there's a, the air conditioning sits right outside. Then Bill does his office just the opposite. They cool with gas and heat with electricity. So we're still trying to, there is no perfect system. That I have decided.
I guess all we were looking for houses in Atlanta, we were told to get, if possible, gas and air heating. I mean, no, gas, air and heating, because of the expense. Electricity down there is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia Power is evidently much more expensive than TVA.
Well, we're just now hitting it. See, TVA rates are coming up because for 1,000 years we've had the lowest rates in the country.
I think the highest, we have an all-electric apartment, the highest utility bill we've ever had is about $30, $35. It's just, to me, unbelievable that the...
That's what we pay monthly for the electricity to run the motor down at the swimming pool.
Oh, really?
And the lights, which are on very little.
To me, that's unbelievable that we could get by with.
That's incredible.
I don't know. And that's in the, usually in the spring or the fall, it's not that much. So.
Mm-hmm.
We were cautioned that it would run, you know, $50 to $100 in Georgia, so.
Yeah.
Not really ready for that. It talked about a couple of kinds of architecture, kinds of houses. These are unusual kinds. One that's fairly frequent in Alabama, a small rural home, usually consists of two rooms, one here and one there. In the middle, there would be a big open space, but the roof would cover it.
Mm-hmm.
The roof goes all the way across, but it's completely open. Is there any name for that?
Is it modern or old?
Old.
Okay, it's a dog trot.
Dog trot. Most people in this area aren't familiar with that term. Are there any dog trot houses in
the... The last one in the county was torn down about 2 years, the last one that I know of, about 2 or 3 years ago.
That's very common in Alabama, the common kind of
mm-hmm.
older architecture. Was it fairly common here at one time? Or?
I haven't the faintest idea because it was before my time, but these were friends of ours, and they did, in later years, put glass doors at each end of the dog trot. They didn't try to heat it, but they at least cut the weather out.
Now, a house, maybe a 3-4 room house where you can open all your doors and just see straight through from one end to the other.
Shotgun. That's New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Ever seen the kind of house that maybe has a long entry hall and then a big room on to, you know, with a 90 degree angle? So you'd have an entry hall here and a big room like that. And a 90 degree angle to it. Ever seen that kind of house?